Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Chaf and Beis, but before we move on, I said there's one more thing I wanted to say over from yesterday. Tosfos discussed why it is that women are chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, and what the Havamina is that women should be pturus from Birchas HaMazon. So Rashi says the Havamina is that they're not included in Ala Aretz HaTova, because Nashim don't have a chelek ba'aretz. Tosfos says that can't be. If that were the reason, then Kohanim and Levim wouldn't be chayiv in Birchas HaMazon either, because they also don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So I pointed out, Rav Salveitchik asked the Kasha, so why Taka do Nashim, Kohanim, and Levim do have to say Birchas HaMazon? Why is that not a good enough reason to exempt them? So, and if you're going to say, well, it's not a good enough reason to exempt them, because who says not having a chelek ba'aretz really makes a difference in terms of mitzvos, even mitzvos that mention a chelek in Eretz Yisrael? Well, we know the Rambam paskins in Nuchas Ma'aseh Sheni, Parakei, Halach Yudalin, Mikan Amru Yisrael Mamzerim Misvadim Avalogerim Vlavadim Shukharim Shein Lem Chelek Baaretz. Rameir Omer, I'm sorry, there's a Mishnah in Mesachas Maisheni, Parakei Mishnah Yadalin. Avalogerim Vlavadim Shukharim Shein Lem Chelek Baaretz. Rameir Omer Aflo Kohanim Vlavim Shalanat Chelek Baaretz. When it comes to Vidoy Meiser, people who don't have a Chelek Baaretz can't say it because it mentions having a Chelek Baaretz. And that's what the Mishnah says in Bikurim, in Evidim, and Isha, Mevian Velo Korin. When they bring the Bikurim, but they can't be Korin, the Parsha Bikurim, because they can't say, Asher Nasati Li Hashem, Mevnei Shalom, Natlu Chelek Ba'aretz, because they don't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So, Rav Salveitchik explains, B'Shem his father, B'Shem Ramosha Salveitchik, the following, that there are two dinim in getting a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. First, there's the din of zechiyah be'Eretz Yisrael by being included in the zechus of Avram Avinu in Eretz Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael muchzekasi bi'adenu me'avaseinu. That as offspring of Avram Avinu, we yarshin a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. That's a gemara b'Abbas and Daf Kuf Yates, that by pishnayim of a bechor, that it's not considered ra'ui, it's considered to be muchzek, because Eretz Yisrael is already muchzekasi bi'adenu me'avaseinu. It's as if we're already muchzek in Eretz Israel from our forefathers, and that works midin Yerusha lecha nenel zaracha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu. That's one din in Zechiyah in Eretz Israel. Second din in Zechiyah in Eretz Israel is midin Yerusha v'yeshiva. That's chal al yedei kibush. That's chal by conquering Eretz Israel. Kol makom arshe tidroch kaf raglechem v'yarashtim osav v'yashaftim ba. You have to actively go and conquer and settle the land. So it could be that anyone who's not included in Eretz Yisrael Muchzekas Me'avaseinu, because they're not from Zera Avram, they don't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And also anyone who's not included in Kibush is not included and it doesn't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, but for very different reasons. Meaning, it turns out, even though both Gerim, let's say, and Nashim don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, they're for very different reasons. Nashim are included in Zera Avram, and therefore they're included in Muchzekas Me'avaseinu. They're included in the promise to Avram Avinu, Lecha Nenel Zaracha. Women are included in that. The yesod of the din that Nashim don't get a chelek ba'aretz is because Lav B'nei Kibush Ninhu. They're not warriors. They don't fight in battle, so they're not included in the Kibush. So that's why they're not included in that Yerusha Yeshiva, as opposed to Gerim, who are included in the Kibush, and Yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael. Why don't they get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael? Because they're not Bechlal Zera Avram Avinu. So that's why it's not. So it turned out that that's why by Birchas HaMazon, what's the mechayev in Birchas HaMazon? Which part of a chelek in Eretz Yisrael is the mechayev of Birchas HaMazon? So by Birchas HaMazon, what do we say? We talk about the Eretz HaTova Asher Hinchalta Lavoseinu. That's what we're emphasizing, the Yerusha element of Birchas HaMazon. So it turned out that Birchas HaMazon is totally in the din of Zechiyah Me'Avram Avinu, the din of Eretz Yisrael Muchzakasi Me'Avoseinu, like the din of Vidoy Meiser. And therefore, Tulsa Sol's Mitzad Netilas Chelik Be'Eretz Yisrael, women would be Chayiv Birchas HaMazon, because even though they don't get a chelik, they don't practically get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, that's only because they're excluded from Kibush, but they're still Bechlal Zechiyah Be'Eretz Yisrael because Muchzakas Lanu Me'Avoseinu. So Nashim can say Asher Inchatul Avoseinu. He says that's why Kohanim and Levim say Birchas HaMazon, even though they also don't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, because it's also Muchzakas Me'Avoseinu, and therefore they could say Asher Chalta Lavoseinu. That's the basic part that Rav Salveitchik has to be mivar the Tosa. So we're holding now at the Mishnah on Chaf and Beis toward the bottom of the page. Balkeri Maharer Belibo ve'inu mevarech lo lefaneh v'lo la'achrav. Balkari, Ezra made a takana that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah before going to the mikvah. He has to go to the mikvah before he can learn Torah. The Gemara is going to explain on Chafezim at Aleph, I think, that the reason for this is shelo yu talmid chachamim mitzuyin etzel nashasem ketar negolim, that we don't want talmid chachamim to always be with their wives every single day, to always be intimate with their wives. So in order to sort of calm them down and keep them in a normal schedule, so the Ezra made a takana that every time you become a Balkari, you're going to have to go through the hassle of going to the mikvah before you can learn Torah. So what does a Balkari do when it comes to Kriyashma? He's not allowed to learn Torah, he's not allowed to say words of Torah. So the Mishnah says he should be maharher Kriyashma in his heart, just think about the words of Kriyashma, but he doesn't make any of the birchas kriyas shema. Lo lefaneh v'lo le'achreha. V'yalamazon, when it comes to food, mevarich le'achreha v'enu mevarich lefanav. He does say birchas hamazon, but he does not make a bracha rishona on food. Rabbi Yehuda omer mevarich lefaneim u'la'achreim. Rabbi Yehuda says, he makes a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. So the Gemara will explain what Rashi says. Gemara Mefarish, we'll see what Rabbi Yehuda means and where he's coming from over here. But this is the basic din of a Balkari. Now the Rambam in Ilchus Kriyas Shema Perek Dalet Halacha Ches writes that Ezra ubeis dino tiknu shelo yikra b'divrei Torah Balkari levadova otziu michal shar tmein ad sheyitbol. Other Tamei people are allowed to say divrei Torah. And that Ezra and his beis din Dafka decided Balkari can't say divrei Torah. But v'lo pashta takana zu b'kol Yisrael v'lo haya koch b'rovat zibur lamad ba l'ficha batla. Why is it that we no longer have this din? Because it was a gzeira she'ein rovat zibur yichon lamad ba. People couldn't handle it. They couldn't keep up to always go to the mikvah before learning Torah every time after they became a balkari. Because balkari is not just when a person is motzi zera levatala, a person is intimate with their wives, they become a balkari. Whenever you motzi zera, even in a kosher way, you become a balkari. So people couldn't stand that gezeira. There is another Rambam in Ilchus Tefila, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet Hey, where the Rambam writes that Kvar Biyarnu Shezu Tikin Shlo Yikra Balkari Bilvad B'Divrei Torah Ad Sheyitbol. Ubeiznin Shamdu Achar Kain Hiskinu Af L'Tefila Shlo Yispal Balkari Ad Sheyitbol. Very, he says that it wasn't Ezra that was Masake that you're not allowed to daven when you're a Balkari until you go to the mikvah. There was a later Bezin that came along and was Masake. Not only can't you learn, you also can't daven. But again, the Rambam says that Gzeira also, the Klal Yisrael couldn't, we weren't able to maintain that Gzeira, and therefore that Gzeira fell by the wayside as well. But it sounds from the Rambam very clearly that there are two different Gzeiros. There was Ezra Beis Dino about learning Torah, then there was a later Beis Din about davening. So Leitchik has the following Chakira. This later Beis Din, when they made this Takana, that it's also for a Balkari to be Mispal until he goes to the mikvah, is that its own separate takana that a Balkari is also b'tfila, that Ezra Beis Din, Ezra and the Beis Din Shala Achrav argue on a basic yisod of the din that Ezra was masakin, it's only an isser in Divrei Torah, and this other Beis Din says no, it's an isser in something that's even outside of Divrei Torah, a separate takana, it's an isser even for tefila. Or maybe no, maybe you could say that the Beis Din Shala Achrayim came and was masakin that tefillahs bichlal divrei Torah, that we're maintaining the takana of Ezra. Takana of Ezra is not allowed to learn Torah, and we're marchiv takana of Ezra that a balkari's iser b'divrei Torah includes tefillah as well, because tefillah also includes many divrei Torah, but the iser is part of the same iser as divrei Torah. So there is a machlokas rishonim whether bizmana zed the takana is batla. This takana that we said the Rambam holds it is batla. The takana doesn't exist. Tosos chav beiz on beiz vlasilch sakav say writes that yesh mefarshim the batla takana legabe Torah aval tefillah tzarach tefillah. So Tosos writes that when it comes to learning Torah, you're allowed to learn before you go to the mikvah. It was the takana's batal. But when it comes to davening, you're still not allowed to daven before you go to the mikvah. Why do Hasidim go to the mikvah before they daven? So to be choshish for Shita Satosos, that you're still not allowed to daven before you, there are other reasons also, but that's one advantage. To be choshish for Shita tells us that you're still not allowed to daven before you go to the mikvah. That gezeirah is not gone. However, the Rambam, like we said, holds Bizman Azeh, the whole issur is completely bottled. So it's muchach from that Yesh Mefarshim and Tosfos that these are two totally separate takanas, right? According to that Yesh Mefarshim and Tosfos, if the later takana about tefillah was just an expansion, takana of Divrei Torah, well then when one falls away, when the original takana falls away, the expansion of the takana has to fall away as well. You can't have an expansion of the takana when you don't have the original takana. So that sheet of Tosfos that were mechalik between the two clearly assumes that these were two separate, independent takanos. Within the Rambam, though, so Yeshla is topic. You could say it either way. You could say that the Rambam holds that the Yisod of Takana, Balkari Yasub Divrei Torah, and Tefillah is Bechal Divrei Torah, and Bizman Azeh, the Takana is Batal, it's Mutzifer Balkari to be Osik B'Torah, and to be Mispal, that it was all one Gezerah, and now the whole Gezerah is gone. Or you could say that the Rambam holds that they're two different gezeros, but they're both gone. Each gezera had its own. It was true about both gezeros that ein atzibur yichol lamod ba, that we were unable to be omed in these gezeros. So it seems that it might be a machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam, but at the very least. Tosfos is very clear where he falls on that chakira. Okay, so let's see the Gemara now. Amar Ravina, Zos Ameris here. So just a little bit of introduction. When we say Balkari's Maharher, we're sort of hedging, right? Meaning, if you hold that Hirhur is as good as saying it, well then why not just say it? And if you hold Hirhur is not as good as saying it, well then what are you accomplishing by saying he should be Maharher? So that's the struggle the Amoraim have over here. What exactly are we gaining by saying that a Balkari should be Maharher? Mimanavshach. If Hirhur is Kedibur Dami, so then let him be Medaber, because he's doing the same thing anyway. If Hirhur is Lav Kedibur Dami, so what's he accomplishing by being Maharher? So that's what the Amoraim are struggling with. Amar Ravina, Zosomeres, here Kedibur Dami. Ravina says, here is Kedibur. Disal Kedaitach Lav Kedibur Dami. Because if you want to say here is not Kedibur, Lama Maharer, then what's the point of being Maharer? Obviously, he must be accomplishing something by being Maharer, so it must be here is Kedibur Dami. So says Gemara, that doesn't solve anything. Elamai, what do you want to say? Here Kedibur Dami? Then Yotzi Besvasav. Why, if here really is Kedibur, then why can't he just say it? And so Gemara Keda Ashkechon B'Sinai. Here is Kedibur Dami, generally, in Halacha, here it counts as Dibur. Let's say if you would be Maharb Divrei Torah, you would have to say a Birchsa Torah, perhaps, meaning here it does count as Dibur. But over here by Takanas Ezra, Takanas Ezra was not to avoid being Maharb Divrei Torah before going to the mikvah. Takanas Ezra was to avoid speaking Divrei Torah before you go to the mikvah. Tosfos explains it a little more clearly than Rashi over here. Why? Kedashkechon b'sinai. Afal gav de kedibur dami le'inyin sheyetze mikol makom lav kedibur dami le'inyin shey balkeri asur laharer. Kedashkechon b'sinai doyeshem dibur v'yitzrichon nitbol. That was Dafka by Har Sinai, where there was Dibur, that's why we had to go to the mikvah, we couldn't be a Balkari by Har Sinai. That's the way Ezra made his takana. Ezra made a takana, we should pattern ourselves after Har Sinai. Don't read Torah, don't learn Torah, until you go to the mikvah, just like they did at Har Sinai. Well, what kind of Torah was it at Har Sinai? It wasn't just here, it was Kedibur. Says Tosfos, but wait a second, we weren't doing the Dibur, we were just listening. Hashem was doing the Dibur, Moshe did the Dibur, we were just listening. So he says, yeah, but Shomea Ka'ona. So there was Dibur, Shomea is literally Ke'ona. Here or Kedibur maybe is true in most cases in Halacha, but over here, for Takanas Ezra, it's not true, it's not literally like Dibur, but Shomea Ke'ona is where we see that's very literal, and therefore Kabbalah Sator counts as actual speech. Says Rav Chista Amar, here Lav Kedibur Dami. Rav Chista takes the opposite approach. He says, here it does not count as Dibur. Disal Kedai Tachir Kedibur Dami Yotzi B'Svasa. Because after all, if Hirhur was the same as speaking, then what's the point of the Balkari being Maharher? Let him just speak it. So says Gemara, Elamai, here Lav Kedibur Dami. So how do you solve the problems by saying here is not Kedibur Dami? Then Lama Maharher, what are you gaining by having the guy be Maharher in the first place? So Amar Blazer Kedai Shaliu Kala Olam Oskinbo V'Yoshev Batal. Now the reason that he's Maharher is that we don't want everyone else to be doing something, and this Balkari to be Yoshev Batal, to be sitting there as everyone else is saying Kriya Shema, he's just going to be sitting there like an Evan. We don't want that happening. So says Gemara, okay, v'nigrus b'pirka achrina. So let him say something else in Hirhur. Why does it it dafka kriyashma, meaning he's not getting the mitzvah of kriyashma. Okay, if you hold here a lav kedibur dami, so you just want him, you want his mind occupied with something. So why does it dafka have to be with kriyashma? Some ravad barava b'davar shatzibur oskin bo. It should be the same thing that the tzibur is doing. So the tzibur is doing kriyashma, so he should be also in kriyashma as well. I very tefillah the davar shatzibur oskin bo. Tana yomid tefillah v'niskar shu balkeri lo yafsik ali yikatzer. Time of the askel, hello askel, lo yaskel. But wait a second. Tefillah is also something that he might be sitting in shul, and the whole tzibur is osek in, and yet if he's a balkeri, we do not recommend that he be maharher in tefillah. He just doesn't do anything. He sits there silently by tefillah, because it says that if he realizes in the middle, he should be mekatzer, but it sounds like if he did not yet begin, he should not begin. Tosfos asks the kasha, how do you know that means he should not even begin behirher? Maybe that only means he should not begin to say the words, but he should be maharher. But the Gemara is assuming it means he shouldn't do anything, that he shouldn't even be maharher. So this explains, because if the halacha was that he should be maharher, it wouldn't say lo yaschil, it would say yaharher, it would say something like that, it would say, let him, give us an etza, it would tell him what to do. Apparently he does nothing. But the whole tzibur is doing it, so why does he sit there silently while the whole tzibur is doing something positive? Says Gemara, shiny tefillah, the less by malchus shemayim. Now tefillah is different because there's no malchus shemayim. Something that has malchus shemayim, meaning even though in tefillah there's a lot of baruch atah Hashem, there's not elkinu melech ha'olam. There's no melech ha'olam in tefillah. So since there's no melech ha'olam, Rashi says, so no malchus shemayim, that's why it's not such a bizayin for other people to be saying it and him not to be saying it. But by kriyashma, which is kabbalah on malchus shemayim, if other people are being osik in it and he's sitting there silently, well, that's no good. So avar birchsam mazon liachrav the less for malchus shemayim mutnan ala mazon varach lachrav enum varach lefanav. What about birchsam mazon after when you bench after you eat? There's no malchus shemayim, and nevertheless he even says the bracha birchsam mazon according to the Mishnah. Forget about being maharer, he says birchsam mazon el kriyashma birchsam mazon daraisa tefil drabanan. Now rather the real answer is that the reason that tefillah he doesn't say along but kriyashma and birchsam mazon he does is because kriyashma tefillah is only darabanan. Now we've mentioned many times, machlokas Rambam Ramban, is tefillah daraisa or is tefillah darabanan? What you have to say is saying this tefillah is darabanan, meaning saying any particular tefillah is darabanan. Even if your tefillah is daraisa, it just means you have to say something every day. It could be modani every day, like the Magen Avraham says, and Nashim could say modani every day, and that way they yod say the mitzvah too. Mishabura happens to pass that they should say shachbos and mincha every day, not just modani. But either way, the point is that when everyone else is being mekayim and mitzvah drabanan, it's not so important for the balkari to join in one way or the other. But when it comes to kriyashma, when it comes to birchas hamazon, then he does join in. So we see very clearly that a balkari is mahar b'kriyashma from the fact that it's daraisa. He's not mahar in birchos kriyashma, the Mishnah says, apparently because they're only midrabanan. The rabbanan don't require you to be mahar. The problem is, on Dafta Zayinim and Alfi said that Poalim, that are in the middle of doing the Malacha, Eitzel Balabayis, are Koru Kriyashma, Umavarchon Lefanel Lachreha, and Va'ochlin Piton, Ve'inun Mavarchon Lefanel. But they eat their food, and they don't make a Bracha Rishona on their food. And Rashi says, the reason they don't make a Bracha Rishona on their food is because the Bracha Rishona is not Minatorah. But that's a little bit difficult, because why should Birchas Kriyashma be any different? Birchas Kriyashma, the Poalim do make a Bracha, even though it's only Midrabanan. We see the Balkari doesn't make a bracha on Birchas Kriyashma because it's only Midrabanan. So why do the Poalim make a bracha? So this may relate to the Rambam that we pointed out several times already in the second paragraph of Birchas Kriyashma, Halach Yud Gimel, where the Rambam says that if a person is Mesubuk, whether they said Kriyashma, so Chozer V'Korei, with the brachos, Rambam says, that you should be chozer v'kore kriyashma and say all the brachos of kriyashma as well. Even though the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Mila, Perek Yud Gimel, Halach Vav, that when you're doing a Mila on an androgynous, since it's not a zachar vaday, you don't make a bracha. You machmir in the mitzvah, but not the bracha. So the Rashba explains that why the difference, when you're being machmir at v'safik, why in one place does Rambam say you make a bracha, the other place Rambam say you not make a bracha. So the Rashba explains that when it comes to the birchos kriyashma, Shema that are fundamentally different than every other Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas Kriyas Shema are part of the Kiyum of Kriyas Shema. Unlike every other mitzvah, the Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir to do the mitzvah in the view of the Rambam. But Birchas Kriyas Shema, not just a matir to do the mitzvah, it's part of the nature of the mitzvah. In that, the nature of the mitzvah is Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemaim. The Rabbanim were misaking these brachos as a chelek of Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemaim. The three brachos of Birchas Kriyas Shema that they were misaking all relate to the three parshios of Kriyas Shema. First brach that Shachar is Yotzeror Ravori Choshech, is that Hashem created everything. That's connected to the parsha of Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemaim. Second brach, Ava Rabbah, is all about Talmud Torah. So we're Yotzi Birchas HaTorah with it. That's connected to the second parsha, which is all about Talmud Torah. V'lamad Demos HaMesmenech L'dab Erbam, that we have in the second parsha. Third bracha, Gaal Yisrael, is connected to the third parsha of Kriyas Shema, Parshas Vayomer, which has the Chir Yitzias Mitzrayim and Gulas Yisrael. So it turns out that the Rabbanim were misaking Birchas Kriyas Shema as one kiyum together with Kriyas Shema. It's a kiyum of Kriyas Shema in Birchos Seha. And that's why, based on that, maybe we could say that's the Pshat and Rashi, that even though Polim are not Mevarich Birchos Hananin, because it's not Minat Torah, but still they would say Birchos Kriyas Shema, because Birchos Kriyas Shema is part of the Kiyum of Kriyas Shema. That could be the explanation of why Birchos Kriyas Shema is different. Tzarechin, why were the Rabbanan exempt of Balkeri from saying the Birchos Kriyas Shema? Birchos Kriyas Shema is one Kiyum together with Kriyas Shema, it's part of Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemaim, so we're still back to that kasha. I mean, now we answered very well why Poalim do have to say it, but why does the Baal Keri not have to say it? So Rabbi Reichman points out in the footnote to Rav Salvechik Shirim that Yitachin Lechalik, you could be Mechalik as follows. The din of Poalim is Chal Midin Ptur, that the Poalim are Pater from making a bracha, but it's not an Isser. So the Chiv Kriyas Shema Berchsa, which is one Kiyam Midrabanan, we could be Mechayiv them together with the bracha. As opposed to Balkeri, it's an Isser Levarich. So it's not just the Etzem Kiyum Kriyas Shema itself Midor. So Elamai, the Kiyum Kriyas Shema Midor Raisa is Docha the Isser. But Mehechitesi, that extra Kiyum Midrabanan of Kriyas Shema in Birchosela is going to be Docha the Isser. It's not just what you want to do, it's an Isser. So you're not going to be able to be Docha that Isser. So maybe you could be Mechalik in that way. Vaiter in the Gemara now, two dots Chafal from an Aleph. Where do we find in the Torah that you have to bench? Where do we find in the Torah that you have to make a bracha before learning? That pasuk teaches me Birchas HaTorah. So Rashi says, what's the limud? When Moshe comes, l'ftoch b'divrei shira, he says to Klal Yisrael, ani avarich tchila, v'atem anu acharai, amen. Meaning, the way Rashi reads it is, Shem Hashem is the bracha, Havugod Elokeinu is the Torah, apparently, in the equation. The Marsha says the other way. No, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Torah is Shem Hashem. Similar to the Ramban in Sakdama, to the Perish on Chumash, where the Ramban writes that Kala Torah Kula is Shemosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kishem Hashem Ekra is, when we learn Torah, Havugod Elokeinu, you say a bracha. The opposite of Rashi. Rashi says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, where we say a bracha, Havugod Elokeinu, we then learn Torah. The Marsha fits very, very nicely, like I said, with the Ramban. But it also helps answer a different question. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin, Rashi quotes the Gemara, has an entirely different limud from the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Avogadol Elokeinu. It learns out that you have to say Baruch Shem Kol Malch Sol Yol Ver in the base of Mikdash when they are motzi the Shem Hashem, when they would say the Shem Hamefurash, that it would demand a response. So how can you learn two halachos from the same pasuk? How could this be the source of that halacha and also be the source of Birchas HaTorah, the two totally separate halachos? But according to the Marsha, maybe they're not two separate halachos. According to the Marsha, maybe it's one halacha. The halacha is that when you hear Shem Hashem, it demands a response. It demands a bracha, it demands something. So in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, it demands Baruch Shem Kol Malch Sol Yom Ved. In the context of Talmud Torah, if Torah is, like the Rabban says, Shem Hashem, so when Shem Hashem appears, it demands a bracha. And that bracha is Birchas HaTorah. It's all one din. That Shem Hashem requires a bracha. Very similar to how the Briska Rav understands the requirement of Birchas HaTorah. Big machlokas Machlokas in the Rishonim. What is the nature of Birchas HaTorah? Ramban says a Birchas Shevach V'odah. Levush says a Birchas HaMitzvah. Everyone has their own take on what the nature of Birchas HaTorah. Says the Brisker Rav, it's a bracha on Cheftza Shel Torah. That when you have a Cheftza Shel Torah, Torah demands bracha. What's pshat? So maybe it's very similar to this idea that Shem Hashem just can't go by without a bracha. When Shem Hashem is being said, a bracha must be said together with Shem Hashem. And that's the same halacha here in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Lamanu Birchas HaTorah L'Acharei Birchas HaMazon Mikal V'Chomer. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? I can learn from a Kal V'Chomer that you should have to make a Birchas HaTorah after learning Torah. Birchas HaMazon Fanam in Birchas HaTorah Mikal V'Chomer. I can learn from a Kal V'Chomer that you should have to make a bracha before eating food. Birchas HaTorah L'Acharei Min Birchas HaMazon Mikal V'Chomer as follows. Uma Mazon Shein Tal Nefanav. Shein Tal Nefanav Tal Ne'Acharav. If food, which on the Torah never requires making a bracha before, but does require making a bracha after, Torah Shetunul Fanam Enodin Shetunul Acharav. So Torah, which the Torah itself does require making a bracha before, Kal V'Chomer, it would make a bracha after. Birchas HaMazon Fanam Min Birchas HaTorah Mikal V'Chomer. Making a bracha rishona on food, I can learn from Birchas HaTorah from a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Torah Shein Tunel Acharav Tunel Fanaha. If Torah, which the Torah never says you have to make a bracha after learning, still it says you do make a bracha before learning, Mazon Shutal Nachrav Eino Din Shutal Nefanav. So Mazon, which does require in the Torah to make a bracha afterwards, Kal V'Chomer, you should have to make a bracha before. So those are Kal V'Chomers. That would make it that a bracha rishona on food and bracha achron on Torah d'oraisa, because the Kal V'Chomer is a drasha d'oraisa. Says Mar Ikal Mifrach Mal Mazon. You can't learn one from the other because each of them have a tzad chamur. Mazon is something you get hanah from, and Torah is something that you get chayei olam from. So you can't learn a kal v'chomer from one to the other. Va'od tanan al mazon mivarech l'acharav ve'inu mivarech lefanav. Plus, we have a Mishnah that says over here by the Balkeri that he only makes a birchas mazon afterwards, not a bracha rishona. Why? So we already explained because he only does d'oraisas, not the rabbanans. So you see clearly a bracha rishona is a din rabbanan. It's not a din d'oraisa to yufta, and therefore we slug up Rabbi Yochanan's kal v'chomers. Amar Rav Yehuda, Savik Kara Kriya Shema, Savik Lo Kara, on the side it changes, Tamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is one of the first of three consecutive statements of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Savik Kara Kriya Shema, Savik Lo Kara, Eina Chalz V'Kari. If a person is not sure if he said Kriya Shema or not, he should not repeat. Savik Amar Amas V'Yatsiv, Savik Lo Amar Chalz V'Amar Amas V'Yatsiv. If he's not sure if he said Amas V'Yatsiv, well, Zechir Siyas Mishayim is Dindal Raisa, so that he does have to repeat, meaning Kriya Shema is not d'oraisa, Emes V'Yatzev is. My time, Mark says explicitly, Kriya Shema d'Rabbanan, Emes V'Yatzev d'oraisa. That's what Rabbi Domer Shmuel says. Masav Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, what? Kriya Shema d'Rabbanan? Don't you read in the Pasuk of V'Shach B'cha of Kumecha? Isn't that about Kriya Shema? So I'm like, Abaya, Ubi Divrei Torah Ksiv. No, that's about Divrei Torah. That's not about Kriya Shema. Says Tosos, Ubi Divrei Torah Ksiv. I didn't we learn out the Zman Kriya Shema from V'Shach B'cha? How can you say it's only B'divrei Torah Ksiv? We learned that that's where the Zman comes from. That's how we know that you're supposed to read Kriya Shema Dafka when people are going to sleep. So it says, tells us this sheet of Rabbi Domer Shmuel must hold that that's only an Asmachta. But really Kriya Shema is Derabbanan entirely. Tanan, but we have our Mishnah, Balkeri Mahar Beliba Veinu Mevarech Lo Lefanav Lo Lachra. The Balkeri should be Mahar Her Kriya Shema, but no Birchas Kriya Shema, Valamazan Mevarech Lachra Veinu Mevarech Lefanav. But he does bench, he just doesn't say Bracha Rishon on food. Now, if Emes V'Yatzev is Daraisa, why don't you make the Bracha after Kriya Shema? That's the bracha after Kriya Shema. We say he doesn't make any of the Birchas Kriya Shema. But if Yod Emes V'Yatzev is Daraisa, it's the Kiyum of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim, why doesn't the Balkari say that bracha? So my time of Mevarech, Imishu Mitzias Mitzrayim, Heit Kalei B'Kriya Shema. Says Gemara, why should he make the bracha? Why? Because he needs Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim. He already said the third parash of Shema. Meaning Emes V'Yatzev is Daraisa if you didn't say the third parash of Shema. But if you already said the third parash of Shema, then Emes V'Yatzev is not Daraisa. So says Gemara, V'Neima Havaloli by So why do we have him saying Shema? Let him say just Emes V'Yatzev. And Sugmar Kriya Shema Adifa Dispatarti. We'd rather go with Kriya Shema because Kriya Shema has both Yitzias Mitzrayim and Malchus Shemayim. So given the choice, we'd rather use Kriya Shema as his kiyum of Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Lazar Amar, so that was Rabbi Yudom Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Savik Kara Kriya Shema, Savik Lo Kara, Chozev Kara Kriya Shema. That if a person isn't sure if he said Kriya Shema, it's Daraisa. He's got to say it again. Savik Hispalel, Savik Lo Hispalel, Eino Chozev Mispalel. If he's not sure if he davened or not, so he doesn't go and daven again. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Levai Sheis Pal Adam, Kalayam Kulo. Rabbi Yochanan would say, what do you mean? Why not? Halavai, a person should daven all day long. So this relates very much to the concept of Tfilas Nidava, that after all, you could daven all day long because you could always be Misnade V'Tfila if you want to. So you have to figure out what exactly is the Machlokas over here. Does Rabbi Lazar not hold of Tfilas Nidava, or does he hold Tfilas Nidava only when it's Ba B'Toras Nidava? But when you're doing it to try to be Yotzei Yechiv, that you think you may not have been Yotzei, maybe that doesn't qualify as Tfilas Nidava. If you look at Rashi, Levai Sheis Pal Adam Kol Yom, Ba'alachas Gedolos Pasuk Alachak Rabbi Yochanan B'Sa Very interesting. We only pasken like Rabbi Yochanan if it's safek, if you're not sure if you were mispalel. Otherwise, we wouldn't pasken like Rabbi Yochanan. Second statement of Rabbi Yudom Shmuel. Let's say you're in the middle of davening, and then you remember that you already davened. So posik vafilu b'emtzei bracha. Just stop right in the middle. Eini v'amar Rav Nachman ki avinu be'rav barvua boiminan hani b'nei be'rav d'to mitkri d'chol b'shabas ma'ashe yigmru. But wait a second. Is that really the halacha? You should stop right in the middle of the bracha? But didn't we ask the following shayla that the b'nei be'rav made a mistake that it was Shabbos and they caught themselves probably by Slach Lana. That's normally when people catch themselves on Shabbos and they realize, uh-oh. So what's the halacha then? Should they continue to say the weekday Shemana Esrei? V'amalan gomen kolos ha-bracha. And we're told, don't stop right in the middle. Finish the bracha that you're in the middle of saying. And then you move on to Shabbos Shemana Esrei. So why the difference? Shouldn't it be the same thing? That if you are not chayiv in davening, because you already davened, and you're in the middle of a bracha, shouldn't we say you should finish that bracha? Why do we tell you to stop in the middle? Says Gemara Halachi Ashi, you can't compare the two cases. Hasam gavr bar chiyuvahu v'rabbanu d'lat rechlu mishum kavet Shabbos. When it comes to saying the wrong Shemana Esrei in Shabbos, you're a bar chiyuvah in tefillah, it's just that you're saying the wrong tefillah. And what are you doing when you're saying the wrong tefillah? Is it so terrible to say the wrong tefillah? No, it's just the Rabbanan didn't want to be matriach you to say all those brachas on Shabbos. Shabbos davening is long enough. They figured that we'll keep at least Shemona Esrei a little bit shorter. So they just want to matriach you. So it's not a big deal to say the extra bracha. Aval hacha tzalileh. But over here you're already davening, so you're not a bar chiyuva at all, and therefore you're wasting your time. It's not just wasting your time; you're saying brachas levatala. So you have to stop right there on the spot. That's an interesting take on why we don't say the middle section of Shemona Esrei that we say during the week. That's lo atruchu, that the Rabbanan didn't want to be matriachas. Not because of bakashos. I always thought that that's the reason, though, no? That you're not allowed to have bakashos on Shabbos. I didn't get a chance to look around and see what Rishonim say about this. Okay, Vam Rav Yudom Shmuel, third statement of Rav Yudom Shmuel. Hispal v'nichnas beis ha-knesses, matzah tzibur shem hispalin. If a person davened already, and then he comes into shul, and he finds that tzibur is davening, if you could be mechadish something in the tefillah, then you can go and daven again with the tzibur. But if you have nothing to be mechadish in the tefillah, then you shouldn't daven again. So what's he telling me different? So he already told me that if I already davened, I shouldn't daven again. Even if I'm middle, I should stop. Good, so he's telling me there's a concept of chiddush badavar. So I already know the concept of chiddush badavar from other gemaras. So tzricha diashmin kamaisa. Had we only had the first halacha of Rabbi Yudom Shmuel, or in our gemara the second halacha of Rabbi Yudom Shmuel, the second of the three, hani mili yachid v'yachid. I would think that's if you were davening b'yichidus before and you're davening b'yichidus again now, otzibur b'tzibur, or you're davening b'tzibur before and you're davening again b'tzibur now. So you're totally wasting your time. Just stop what you're doing, even in the middle of a bracha, and walk away. But I might have thought that tefillah b'tzibur is so qualitatively different than tefillah b'yichidus that if previously you davened b'yichidus and now you walk into a shul and you see that the tzibur is davening, then you should daven again because it's going to be a different kiyum. It's going to be a kiyum of tefillah together with the tzibur. So that's the hava amina. Kamash Milan. So Kamash Milan that you don't daven again with the tzibur. That's why I need that third halacha of Rabbi Yudom Shmuel. V'yashmin hacha. And if I only would have been told this third halach of Rabbi Dov Shmuel, that I don't daven with the tzibur when I find them davening, mishum telo askilba, maybe that's only because I haven't started davening yet. I walk into shul, I already davened earlier in the day, I didn't start to daven with the tzibur, I'm just making a decision now, so I don't daven with them. Aval hasam daskilba yimelo. But in the second halach of Rabbi Dov Shmuel, what was the case? It wasn't I'm deciding do I want to daven or not. I started already in a tefillah that I wasn't chayiv in. So I might have thought that I should continue. Tzricha, that's what Rabbi Dov Shmuel has to tell me, no, just stop wherever you are. Amar Avuna, ha'nichlas v'beis ha'knesu matz tzibur shem espalin. If a person walks in shul and he finds the tzibur davening, if he could say the entire Shemoneh Esrei and finish before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, he should say Shemoneh Esrei now. But if he doesn't think that he's going to be able to make it to finish Shemoneh Esrei before the Tzibur gets to Modim, he shouldn't daven. Reb Shimon Levi Amar, he makes that assessment, but not with Modim, rather with Kedusha. He has to figure out, will the Tzibur get to Kedusha, will the Tzibur not get to Kedusha? So Michael Mifli, what's the Machlokas about? Meaning, why is it that the first Shita, that Rav Huna thinks, you could forget about Kedusha, don't worry, even though you're not going to catch Kedusha, it's okay, as long as you catch Modim. So Mar Savar Yachad Omer Kedusha, Umar Savar Ein Yachad Omer Kedusha. That Rav Huna must hold that a Yachad that's davening with the Tzibur could say Kadosh. And therefore, if he doesn't finish in time for the Tzibur's Kedusha, no big deal, he'll say it on his own. But Modim, if he doesn't say it with the Tzibur, so everyone else is going to be bowing, he's not going to be bowing, it's going to look very bad. So we dafka want him to be up to Modim, that he should be able to bow. Whereas Reb Shubin Levi says that no, a Yachid cannot say Kedusha, so you have to make the assessment, will I get to Kedusha, or will I not get to Kedusha? Now Tosfos points out an interesting machlokas rishonim that really primarily comes up in Masechta Sukkah. Tosfos quotes it from there, but it's nogea to this in regards to the din of Shomea Kaona, second mention of Shomea Kaona in today's daf. In the middle of Tosfos Dibra Maskel Ad, he writes v'kasav Rashi b'sukkah perek lulav agazel da adam ha'mispal v'sham piachas and kadosh kedusha einu yochel lahafsik v'lanos ha'matzibur. That if a person is davening and in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei he hears kadosh kedusha, he can't stop to answer with the tzibur. Okay, good. Rather, what should he do? Eli yishtok v'yamtin ma'at d'shomei ha'kona. Just stop silently, listen, and shomei ha'kona. That way, you're not going to be mafsik your Shemoneh Esrei, right? But you'll still be like you're answering with the tzibur. Some say don't do that l'chadchila, don't set yourself up for that, you know, originally that you can start Shemoneh Esrei relying on standing there silently to answer your kedushas, because it's definitely better l'chadchila to say the words yourself and not rely on Shomei Ka'one. But for Rabbeinu Tam v'Riyo Yom Dad Rabba Ish Shomei Ka'one v'yav sakim shosek, says the Rabbeinu Tam in the Riyo, the Balei Atosos, wait a second, if you hold Shomei Ka'one and I stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and I listen to the Kaddish and the Kedusha, isn't that the same thing as Ke'ona, as if I'm saying Kaddish and Kedusha, and therefore I'm being mafsik? So this is a fundamental machlokes rishonim. How literally do we take Shomea Ke'ona? Is it Mamish Ke'ona? That's how the Balei Atosos understand. That Shomea Ke'ona means it's literally like you're saying it to the point that it's even going to be a hafsik. Rashi says, no, it's not Mamish Ke'ona. It's Ke'ona in the fact that you can be Mekayim, whatever mitzvah you're trying to be Mekayim, by just listening to it. But it's not literally like you're saying it to the point that it's going to be a hafsik. And that's why Rashi Lishitaso says, don't do this L'chadchila, because Ona is definitely better than Shomea. If Shomea is Mamish Ke'ona, then Ona is no better than Shomea. Shomea is just as good. But that's the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosos. The Ritva has a whole different take over there. It says anything that's Roy Laniya, Ein Aniya, Ma'akeves Bo, he has like a whole Roy Labilavart. But okay, Vaitu in our Gemara. V'cheinam Rav Adabarav, Minayin Shein Yachad Omer Kedusha, how do I know that a Yachad does not say Kedusha? Shenem Rav Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Kedusha has to happen B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Called Dover Shem Kedusha, Lo Yepachs Me'asar, you need at least a minion. So my Mashma, where do you see from B'soch B'nei Yisrael that has to be a minion? The Tanya of Nay, Yachud, the Rabbi Chia Baraba, Asya Toch Toch. We learn from Gzer Shav of Toch Toch. Ksiv hacha v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael uksiv hasam hibadu mitocha eda azos. Separate yourself mitoch this eda. So that's in Parshlach by the Meraglim. Separate from the evil Meraglim. Who are the evil Meraglim? The ten evil Meraglim. The ten guys. So mala alana saraf kanasar. Just like over there it's a minion, so over here it's a minion. Udkuli alma mias mifsak lo pasik. But everyone says that you shouldn't be mafsik. Your tefillah for Kedusha to answer Kedusha, and you shouldn't be mafsik your tefillah from Modim to answer Modim. Right? Even though Machlokas Rashi Tosfos was, should you stop and listen? But no one says you should be mafsik and say. So you buy a little. So that's good. I know that you shouldn't stop Shimon Esrei for Modim or for Kedusha. Should I stop Shimon Esrei for Yehei Shmei Rabbah? So Kiyas Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Shimon Talmid Rabbi Yochanan Amri Lekol Ein Mafsikin Chutz Min Yehei Shmei Gadol Mevarach. You don't stop Shimon Esrei for anything except for Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Shafilu Osik B'Maisa Merkava Posik. Even if you're in the middle of Maisa Merkava, you stop for Yehei Shmei Rabbah. But we don't stop Shimon Esrei for anything. Rabbi Yudah Mavarech Lefneim Lachreim. So Rabbi Yudah said that Balkari should make a bracha before and after. Says Mar Lemeim Duksav Rabbi Yudah Balkari Multiple Divrei Torah. Is this because Rabbi Yudah holds Balkari is allowed to say Divrei Torah? Is that what Rabbi Yudah holds? No limitations for the Balkari. Vam Rabbi Shobal Levi Minayil Balkari Shasu Divrei Torah Shnemer Vadatam Levnech Lebnei Benecha V'Samuch LeYom Asher Madta Mala Halan Balkari Nasurin Afkan Balkari Nasurin. That just like by Har Sinai Balkari is Asur, so too when you're teaching Torah, when you're learning Torah, Balkari is Asur. So when you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a pasuk that tells us Balkari can't learn Torah. V'chitem Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchim. And if you can say, yeah, that's a drasha, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that drasha because that drasha relies on the juxtaposition of two pasukim. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of darshening smuchim. No, but we know that Rabbi Yehuda does hold of darshening smuchim. V'am Rav Yosef, afilu manda lo darish smuchim b'kala Torah b'mishna Torah darish. Even if generally speaking, some people don't hold of darshening smuchim, everyone holds that in Mishnah Torah you darshan smuchim, that in Sefer Dvarim we darshan smuchim. Rabbi Yehuda lo darsh smuchim b'kol Torah kulo Mishnah Torah darish. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchim anywhere else, but in Sefer Dvarim he does darshan smuchim. Sefer Dvarim was written all in one day, and it was written in a way that the juxtapositions matter. B'kol Torah kulo minalin de lo darish. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that in the rest of the Torah we don't darshan smuchim? Titanya benazi amar nemer machshev lo sechayev nemer. So something you know, we are somech the inyan of mechashefa with someone who engages in bestiality. Lomar mashochiv behema b'skila, mechashefa nami b'skila. And that teaches us that just like someone shochiv in behema gets skila, so too mechashefa gets skila. Some like Rabbi Yehuda, v'chimim reisha. Some quinyan lo notzi lezel skila. Come on, just because the two psukim are juxtaposed with each other, so that's going to be reason to give skila? Nah, smuchim doesn't matter. Ela ovi yedoni b'chlal kol ma'machshefim hayu. How do I know that machshefa gets skila? A different rasha. Machshefa is a very general term. It can mean anything. Anyone who practices any sort of this heebie-jeebie kind of thing where they're talking to dead people and things like that. So ovi yedoni already included. V'loma yatsu. So why does the Torah single out Ovi Yedoni and tell us that someone who practices Ovi Yedoni, the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about what the difference is between Ovi and Yedoni. They take bones of dead bodies and they talk to the dead through whatever it is. They have these strange practices. So lahakish lehen v'lomalach ma Ovi Yedoni b'skilah v'machshev b'skilah. The Torah specifies these two particular types of practices to tell us that just like these get skila, it was hotzi min achlal to be megala in the klal kulo, to be lelamid al klal kulo, to teach just that anyone who's machshefa gets skila. Mishnah Torah minalan de darish. Good. So now we know that in the rest of the Torah he doesn't darshan smuchim. How do I know that in Mishnah Torah that he does darshan smuchim? Titanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, no se adam anusas aviv mufutas aviv anusas beno mufutas beno. Person is allowed to marry a girl that his father had either raped or seduced, or that his son had raped or seduced. Rabbi Yehuda oser banusas aviv mufutas aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says no, not that your father had been with. V'amar Rabbi Gidol Amrav, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you're not allowed to marry a girl that your father had been with? Tuchsiv lo yikach ish es eshes aviv v'lo yigale knaf aviv. Knaf shara aviv lo yigale. Anyone that your father was intimate with, you can't be intimate with. And we may deba anusas aviv ksiv. How do I know that that's about anusas aviv? The samichlei, because samichlei yav smuchim, where it says v'nosan ish hashochevima. The pasuk says in Nosin Ish Hashochevim. So that's how we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So why do we get to all this? Because Rabbi Yehuda says that you make a bracha before and after, which implies that he holds that a balkari is mutter b'divrei Torah. But we have a drasha of smuchim in Mishnah Torah that a balkari cannot say divrei Torah. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold that we darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah? So it's one big fat question, right? That's a question mark right there. Answers the Gemara. Amri in the Mishnah Torah darish. Vahani smukhim in bari leili idav, Rabbi Shimon Levi. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda darshan smukhim in Mishnah Torah in general. But this drasha, to tell me that a Balkari can't do divrei Torah, that he doesn't darshan. That he already needs that drasha, that smichus he already needs for a different drasha of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Dom Rabbi Shimon Levi, because Rabbi Shimon Levi taught the following din, that kalam alamed l'bno Torah, mala lav hakasav kilu kibla mehar chorev. That anyone who's malamed his son Torah, it's as if the son has been mekabel the Torah from Har Sinai. Shneimer vodatam levanecha ulevanei vanecha uksim basrei. And it says right after that, Yom Asher Amadta lefnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev. It says Yom Asher Amadta lefnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev. So we see that when you teach your son Torah, it's as if he's being mekabel mehar Sinai. A little bit strange that the original drasha was a halacha that we learn out. So we're saying no, we already use that for what? For not a halacha, for an agadic concept. So you have to come up with some halacha that it's teaching us over there. It's unusual for the Gemara to say, no, we already need this pasuk to teach me an agadita. You can use an agadita and still learn a separate halacha from it. Okay, something to think about. Pick up from there tomorrow.